What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, two extra toasts, and a half sweet tea half lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. It was 60 degrees yesterday.
I was
thoroughly confused and happily confused pretty much all day.
You know what? This is going to be odd now, guys.
What's
I was up? Okay with it.
What?
Yeah, you were okay.
Well, the
with
reason
you
I'm okay with it was an odd day, meaning a warm day in winter. I'm okay with that. Yeah, that was fine.
Well, we're going to have a lot.
There was a lot of people out golfing, Jake.
I saw it.
There was a lot of people golfing. Some people, they showed pictures where they'd lost their ball on the ice.
I believe that.
Yeah, the ball got onto a pond, but not in the water. It's just on ice.
Is that the way
then
it goes?
What would the ruling be, Jake? You could play that, right?
You technically could play that ball as it lies. Yes.
Yes, play it as it lies.
You ground your club.
If I could look out and see Jake like just
on
like
the, on a pond,
just off 84th on a pond.
And then go under.
Hey, Bill, watch this.
Watch this. Well, I've seen Jake before.
Yeah, Niobrara.
Yes.
God, that's amazing.
The most random golf course to ever find
me. I just came in town to do something small. I go, I'm going to drive by the golf course. I haven't been by it forever. I drive by it.
Yeah, we did not talk. Oh, yeah. We did not communicate. He knew I was up
I had no idea.
In the area, but didn't tell
us. All of a sudden, bedamned! There's Jake, a giant albino out there.
Giant.
I'm not sure you're using bedamned
right.
correctly. That's... It's
no, I think I am. That's what he said about the ice cream machine. But damned.
That's true, he did.
We got an ice cream machine.
Yeah, it is. I guess you are. I'll be damned. I'll be damned.
We can ask Rich Rudd if that's the proper way to say bedamned.
Rich Rudd.
Oh, yeah, he was like, bedamned. Yeah.
Bedamned.
I'd have to look at it. Anyway.
Rich Rudd's going back to Michigan, looks like.
What? What?
Yeah, he's...
To do what?
Head coach.
HC?
Yeah.
Seriously, is that what the relationship is?
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not.
Thank you for clarifying.
It's been posted, though. It's hilarious. People go out and say, what about Rich Rod?
We've like entered into the fail. AI world.
You got him.
Yeah.
We've entered into the AI world. Yeah. We should do that more.
Yes.
We should make things up.
I wonder how many times. I don't really think that they get me much anymore with stuff.
No.
See the one where they had also the picture of Kirby Smart in Michigan gear? And he's here's the best part they said. He's going to interview for the job. Think Kirby would interview.
Do you want me or not?
You think they'd bring him in and go like, all right, let's go over your third down
just
package.
Your PowerPoint.
Yeah, your PowerPoint. Yeah. Hands out his resume to everybody at the...
Hi, Kirby Smart. Thank you to meet you.
Your tie,
good to meet
honey.
You, Kirby Smart.
Straighten your tie, Kirby. Yeah.
Come on, Kirby. Straighten up, buddy. Come on.
Wow. Okay, so we can start doing like fake news a little bit. Be kind of fun.
Fake news.
Do that breaking news that's fake? It's possible.
Yeah. We have a box.
Yeah, we got a box.
We don't have to do that yet.
We can.
Oh, we can.
Well, did you get a treat on the table out
thank
there?
Thank you. Okay.
At
so
yeah, you didn't you didn't
that.
Make a big I made a big deal
he
of
did.
It. And you
Bill
really did.
Bill did make a big deal.
And you
of
made it.
It
act as like it wasn't a big deal that his mom had cooked and baked for days. drove it from Beatrice here.
That's right.
And delivered it to us. And
thank you. I kind of made a big deal of it. Right?
I didn't hear you make a big deal.
Yeah, I didn't hear it either.
I walked in and Bill said, what do we have here?
All you cared about was you got your second chair for your bag and your computer. That was all you cared about. And I don't care who's coming in to visit today.
It's just my chair for stuff.
I mean, you take up three chairs of stuff. You'll be on your message board again today.
I know. I got to stay off the message board.
I guess.
Yeah, my mom made caramel popcorn and some molasses cookies. Homemade.
Caramel popcorn and molasses cookies. Thank you to Mrs. Sorensen.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mrs. Sorensen. And then a first name is
Stephanie.
Steph. Yes.
You got it.
Yeah. Thank you. I already had a cookie.
You did?
Yeah. Bill?
I haven't had one yet.
I have one.
I will.
Have several.
Do you think Rudy will have one or not?
Rudy?
Hello, Rudy.
Well, Rudy'd have to come out of the...
I'm not bringing it in there. You've got to get it yourself.
You have to come out, and that's usually... The only way we lure Rudy out is with treats. That's usually the only way that brings him out.
We can take him in there.
McSafety.
No, I'm not taking him in there.
McSafety will usually get him to come out. He kind of sticks his... We haven't seen McSafety in over a month.
It's Wednesday.
We haven't seen McSafety in over a month.
It hasn't been a month.
It's been a full week, though. It has been
Where
a
are
time.
You, Dennis?
Dennis? Show yourself.
John from Holdridge.
Now, that's been about a month.
That's been. We could use John down here from Holdridge. That'd be nice.
Well, and it's... Maybe it's because it's the off-season, right?
I'm sure that's what it is, yeah.
Although it's not the off-season.
You don't think John was here for volleyball?
He was down for a lot of state activities also.
Grandkids.
I think John goes to basketball games.
He does.
Yeah. Well, speaking of crank.
Speaking of Cashton last night.
Jake,
have you gotten... Cashton, what do we got? Cashton!
Hold on, no. You're going to be amazed by this. Okay, so they went to Columbus, not yesterday.
Oh, your city.
They went to Columbus last week.
The old stomping grounds.
And Southeast JV won 70-20.
And that's the one that Will was at, the game that Will was at.
Yeah, it was 70-20. Columbus was without a couple of players that are visiting UConn, apparently. Columbus has notorious... produced Division I talent going back to the 80s. But not...
Ooh.
I'd like to know some names.
Yeah, give us some names.
We'd like to hear that list of names.
Yes, I'm kind of drawing a blank on this right now.
Haas. Hold on a second. Last night, the score. So I don't know what the deal is with the Southeast JVs, but they must be loaded. Remember, 70-20.
Mm-hmm. Blowout.
Against Columbus, and then... This score with 51 seconds left was Southeast 60, Tigers 26.
So Fremont, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yes. We have some good ball movement.
It's pounding them.
What they're doing, some 1-3, 1-3 quarter?
I don't know, but the coach is a breaker. He's probably listening now, so congratulations to your guys. Keep playing Cashton a lot.
Get Cashton open. Run some plays for him.
Feed him.
We'll talk about you a lot more if Cashton as well.
Free up Cashton.
Just so you know, if you don't free Cashton... Not going to get a lot of play time. Just so all of a sudden, if Cashin's just playing like his role of just, setting some picks and trying to get a loose rebound, it's not going to get a lot of air time.
Yeah, we're turning off the faucet at that point.
Yeah, we need to know he's shooting and scoring.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So anyway, good job. Shout out. Now, what were you going to shout? What did I interrupt?
Yeah, you were going to say, Bill.
I interrupted you.
I don't remember if it was that important. I went and saw Gigi dance last night, so I was at hoops also.
You were doing things.
I was hoops.
You were out doing stuff?
We split up. My wife went to both, which was awesome. Split up.
Oh, no. Split up. Oh, no. Dr. Love.
Dr. Love.
You can't have this Dr. Love.
Dr. Love's talking to himself.
Self-therapy here.
It's funny. You split up.
What if I talk?
Hey, it happened.
What if I go in and call from inside the studio? Rudy, I'm going to call from here.
Or tape. You can tape it.
Yes. But anyway,
watched
dance. Yes, so she danced at the halftime of the girls and the halftime of the boys game. And so
where? East?
At East. So my wife went to both. Went to both of the game. I just went to the girls.
Our worlds almost collided. I was driving by East when the parking lot was clearing out. I was down in that area.
You were down south?
Yeah, I was.
Kind of late here. Whoa.
I had a grandkid to a friend's house. So
on a school night?
Yeah, way down that way at 56th and Pioneers.
How'd you feel down there?
Yeah,
out of place.
There were people giving me
those sideways glances. Yeah. Kind of like,
why are you over here?
You're a little far south, aren't you, Sipple?
The other side of,
Pioneers,
way south.
Yeah, I go in a quick shop, and I'll usually get
You go into an old Cheney establishment, you're going to get run right out of there.
A little far south, aren't you, Sipple?
Get back to your side of town. This might surprise you. Bill and myself on separate occasions within the last 5 days have set foot for events in the Lead Center. I went last night to something.
What'd you go with? Did you go to the Christmas Story?
Christmas Story, the musical. I've been to music a long time.
Is it sweet?
It was a lot of fun.
Did you do something wrong?
No. I was trying to be a good son. Took my mom. So she got me the sweets. I took my mom to the musical last night.
Kind that of had to be awesome.
Christmas gift. Early Christmas gift for me.
What is the guilt level for you?
No guilt. I like the movie. I was curious about the show. I know that she would like to go, so I offered her a ticket to go.
What a kind gesture. I mean,
was the ticket a perk for being here at the station? Was there a free ticket?
I don't want to comment on that, but there might have been a trade involved there, yeah.
Could you have enjoyed that at all?
I would have
enjoyed
it.
I would have enjoyed it immensely.
Was it fun?
I liked the movie a lot. I always laugh at the movie. It was very well done. It was fun, funny. It was good. I enjoyed the it was like from 7:30 to 10. It was there two and a half hours.
Wow.
It was good.
That's culture.
Yeah.
It packed house. I saw Charlie Colon there.
Well,
friend of ours from Chick-fil-A, former Husker baseball player, Charlie Colon.
Who else?
I saw Rachel from the airport there. Rachel Barth was on the scene.
From the airport.
Colon was there.
I saw I saw a different Lincoln radio host there, morning show host.
Okay. Good.
Were you guys, was there a stare
down? I didn't talk to him.
Was there a stare down?
I would have talked to him.
Were we at odds?
You're fine.
No, not at odds at all. No, I just didn't get a chance to say hi at all.
So what was this event again?
This is the Christmas Story, the musical. It started off, it goes from yesterday till the 21st at the Lead Center.
God, yesterday you were down here in nice clothes with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Good job, Jake.
Thank you. It was fun. I encourage you to go anybody out there, if you're curious, do it. It was fun.
Christmas Story.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on over here?
We have a semi and a lot of guys walking around. Look at these guys.
Is this
walking.
Legit?
There's something going. If there's
is this legit?
This does not look legit. This looks like another one of those like the bank robbery type thing we had.
Let's keep an eye
months
on
ago.
This one.
This does not look legit at all.
It's a Cisco truck.
Yeah.
There's too many guys getting out of that truck. Was my concern.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're all dressed in black.
And then, do they have weapons?
I don't, Bill.
Well, I'm just asking. If they...
No, they don't.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, Cisco truck. We haven't seen this.
I'd like
this.
To go over and talk to him, see if I can get a box of ribeye steaks, because I had a box of ribeye steaks from Cisco. It was the best steaks I've ever had in my life.
What do you suppose this is? Is this breakfast fare?
I would say it's probably breakfast gear, yeah. It's really big, though. The way they're opening these giant doors and then the ramp they're getting out, just to unload some waffles. It looks like that'd be a lot. If they come out, there's
a lot of waffles.
It's a lot of waffles.
Jeez.
It looks to me like right now, it's a family of six moving to Utah. From
this is
the
serious.
Yeah, and he's adjusting it. He's getting it set. Do we have it on TV, Jake?
I can show it on TV right now. Yeah. Now it's on TV.
Yeah.
You can see out there.
This is serious.
Yeah.
You can kind of see out there.
I wonder if they have to sign
the
something.
The Cisco truck is parked in the right lane going eastbound on O Street here, 11th.
And now someone went inside. Now he's coming back out. This is part of the Cisco team coming right here. That's part of the... He went around somehow in a different entrance and came out.
They got guys that look like college football players.
They do.
Maybe they are.
Very fit.
Fit.
Yes.
Fitness.
Might just be some guys earning some extra money.
Yeah.
Maybe Carson Schott arranged
this. This is breakfast fare, I'm sure.
Yeah. Probably so. Yeah.
Waffles.
By the way, I do have more treats from last week. A guy named Jason from the restaurant, a.k.a. Meal Ticket on the text line. Got here right after you guys left.
I saw him coming in.
There's a tray of goodies he brought yesterday,
too. With something.
I'll bring it up front during the break.
What's his real name?
Jason from Ceresco.
Thank you.
Ceresco. I wonder if he ever has the meatloaf sandwich there. That is one of the most... I plan all my meals around... Oh, that gas station has food, and they're breakers also. They have Valentino's by the slice, and then they have a meatloaf sandwich. One time I grabbed it. I heard this one, too. This is some news it might be. I heard that the McRib now is back unavailable. I've been made aware of that. Yeah, McDonald's. We had that conversation with some friends yesterday about the McRib on one of the greatest marketing schemes ever.
Yep.
It gets announced the McRib is back. McDonald's lines triple. You can't get enough of it. Now, when it goes away, it's like, I can't believe it went away. They bring it back. But three times a year? They go
about
in and out with the McRib. But it is a historic event. Me and my son-in-laws, we talk about that all the time when the McRib is back. And you can get a McRib meal.
Have you ever had it?
What's that, the McRib? I've had one. That's good.
I imagine it's good.
You get the McRib meal and then one more bonus McRib for a dollar.
McDonald's?
Is it worth the hysteria of being seasonal?
All I know is that it's hysteria, and it sets in, and it's a great marketing tool.
There's other hysteria, and you know what it is.
What's that?
The holiday pie. You can barely get it because they're always out.
Have you tried?
I've had, you know, Vicky, we've talked about Vicky, yes. Over. Vicky, I'm working on a car, Cartwright.
Yes. I'm going to still go Cartwright, even though she's been married now for, what, 12 years?
She will buy them. Yeah. She'll go through and buy 12 of them.
At a time.
Because you can't. It's hard to get them. I've twice tried to get them.
Hang on. I'm going to text Vicky and see.
Yeah, she'll get. She will. 12, she'll buy 12 of them.
Yeah, she will.
Like, say, Vic, any holiday pies?
Okay, when she buys 12, is she like going once a week? Like, is that just it for the season? Or
just
how often is she going to get the 12?
Just when. I mean, she doesn't always, because you can't. You can't always do it. You can't always get one, because they're often out. Or the other day I asked for one. They said, we have some, but they're not prepared. They're not ready.
I can confidently say I've never had this holiday pie ever from McDonald's.
I can confidently say it's one of the best things you'll ever eat.
Okay, well, let's have one on the air sometime. I'll
try to bring in three tomorrow.
Okay? Can you buy them in the morning time or not?
Yes.
Or is that only like
usually you
past,
can
past
no,
the breakfast menu?
I think you can. I don't eat it for breakfast.
I understand that.
But I will try to. I'll see if I can just get three tomorrow.
Okay.
They're crust. You know, it's crust.
Oh, they're so good
with pudding in the middle. Pudding.
That sounds pretty good. Yeah, I've never had it before. Sounds good.
Oh, they're.
I'm not opposed. I just haven't had it.
No, they're ridiculous.
Okay, we have a message in. We're officially into Vicky.
Yeah. She will tell you that she loves those pies. And we'll buy several at a time.
How did the conversation come up? You're just walking down the hallway. You meet.
How
Vicky,
did we? How
and
did
you just
it?
Randomly go? Hey, have you been to McDonald's and got any pies lately? That's not a normal conversation.
I mean, I don't know how it came up. Yeah. Vicky could ask her that. By the way, she might know that. I don't know how that came.
I had to. I had to check on something the other day, and I don't know a lot of people down there anymore. But where? Obviously, I know Vicky.
Northside.
What's that at the university? Oh. So right away, I text Vicky, and she, of course, immediately gets back to me. 48 years of service over there. She's phenomenal.
Retiring.
What that? Is it for sure?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
It was announced in the press box.
Oh, okay.
It was.
Okay.
It was formally announced.
Okay, I'll get to talk to Joni Duff about this and find out when this event's
formally
gonna
announced.
Be.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Got to be there.
Yes.
Vicky, formally announced. Event,
yes.
We clapped.
I would have clapped.
When was this?
It was the last. I think it was the last. It was the last game.
Okay.
Yeah. They announced it over the.
I don't know if there's any. But an incredible person Vicky is.
She's. Her and Keith are very similar to me in one way. There's oftentimes a lot of stress accompanied with that covering Nebraska football. Yeah. They alleviate stress
immediately.
They're always the same.
When you just see them, everything's fine.
100% Keith's like that.
If you get a chance, also just walk up to the. If you ever get a chance, just sit, ask if you can go up to the business department there and talk to Jane. That'll change your life, too.
Same. I've never met Jane.
Yeah, Jane would change your life. And you wouldn't have like that, but it's the same person. Every time you walk up there, right away, it's like, because usually you go up there, you have a question, you're confused on something. She's like, oh, Bill, not a problem. Sit down here. We're going to go over this real quick with you.
And
you just, and then you just leave, and you're just happy. There's times I've been up there, and it wasn't really the news I wanted. Well, yeah, you're going to get taxed on this, and this is going to happen. That's going to come out of your paycheck. And you know what? I was still like, thank you.
Yeah.
Not one time was I going like, because I didn't think really Jane made the rules. She's just telling me how to follow the rules.
Same way with Vic. Vic's just that, like you walk into a press conference where, let's just say, somebody got fired. And it's tense. Those press conferences are tense. There's tension in the room. And Vic will be like, hey, Grandpa.
Hey, Grandpa.
You know, I mean.
Is she not always smiling?
She is.
Always smiling.
She is. Very pretty and always smiling.
Got a text here. Someone, unnamed texter says, I love listening to the McDonald's conversation on early break as I'm delivering to their stores in Lincoln.
Right now.
I work for the McDonald's distributor out of KC that handles the Lincoln market. Love the show as always, unnamed texter.
Hold it. This is a couple things. Thank you. Great. Can you somehow get us some pies?
Yeah.
Does he have the...
You're our best chance now. Breaker?
We can go to the inside here, Steve. We have a chance to go to the source.
I can't even believe
what's going
on. Let's
help you. Hey, we're at 1040 O Street, 11th and O.
Be careful of the Cisco truck.
Yeah.
It's hogging them.
It's right now, they're backing up.
Yeah, backed up on O Street.
It's very suspect.
It's very suspect right now. Also, we're going
to
hear that the Hampton got robbed. We're going to know when it happened.
Cisco. Yeah, we saw it.
It was the guys in the Cisco truck. Yep.
Take a mental note.
Yeah.
Get a license plate on this thing quick.
They've been seen on video, so it's a fine.
Okay, that is amazing.
That's
and
amazing.
We have a breaker.
We have a breaker.
Yeah,
and he's out of Kansas City.
You bring by some pies, you're a hero breaker from KC. He works for the McDonald's distributor out of KC that handles the Lincoln market.
Isn't that interesting that the distributor's in Kansas City and he drives up?
At 5, 6
I was
in the morning?
I had a simple moment. Like I was talking to my daughter, Sydney. And I don't usually do this because usually I stop at Krispy Kreme to get a coffee. But I go, you know what? I'm just going to go through McDonald's. This is like in the afternoon.
Okay.
About 4 something, right?
Where were you?
The one on O Street, what, 50, about 60th and O, whatever, across from Village
Inn. Yep, we don't hear that.
Anyway, it was insane. Both lines. I mean, I'm like, who's getting the fish sandwich at 350? I mean, it was packed.
I don't get that. At 350, that doesn't make any sense.
And I got into there. I go, okay, this will go pretty quick. And then it didn't. Then I got trapped. I couldn't get out.
Can't get out.
So I lost me 20-something minutes to get a coffee with 4 Splendas.
I lost me something. I lost me 20 minutes. So that was the coffee.
I got a quick question for Bill. Who in Columbus? Bird!
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Got a package from Bird yesterday. Okay. A package from the Bird in Columbus.
This is awesome. I'll be hunting with Bird in January.
Message says, Merry Christmas, Jake and Bill. Happy birthday, Sip.
Happy birthday.
Columbus baseball.
Bird in Columbus. There. Okay. Got some things here.
Oh, God.
I think the golf balls are mine.
Yeah.
You guys decide on the shirt and the hat there.
This is yours.
Oh, yeah, Ducks Unlimited. Absolutely.
I'll take the golf balls gladly. Thank you, Bird. Thank you for the Christmas gift from Bird.
Bird, this is incredible.
How about you put it on?
What do you got?
He's got a shirt. What's it say? It says Columbus baseball. No, it does not. Columbus baseball. Bird,
you nailed it.
Oh, my God.
That's right from the cake.
And that's why it says happy birthday to you. I'll be very belated happy birthday.
Oh, my God, I'm going to wear that.
You should. Because now it's the running joke that you can.
Oh my God! Do you get an L? Yep. Good job, Bird. God.
So thank you to Bird.
That's going into rotation quickly.
It should. It's a good color. And it says Columbus baseball.
It's maroon.
It is good for you.
All right. Thank you. What a show. Let's just end it.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Egg.
You need Joey the
Egg chemicals, fertilizer, something to run the sprayer for you. 738
the
Egg
Pete
runs
Rose,
the whole
the fertilizer.
Show. Custom application included. Learn more today.
No scandals.
No scandals.
738egg.com.
He's not been banned from fertilizing.
He's
not gambling on his own team.
Dirt samples.
He's not gambling on those dirt samples. He's just hustling.
Yes.
He plays the game like it's supposed to be played while he was playing.
He's not banned.
464-5685, call or text the show as always. Yesterday, Zip, Dana Holgerson spoke to me.
Yes.
Were you in the room for this?
Yes.
Were you there?
Jake, I was there. I was writing.
Just making sure.
Did you ask a question? Did you pose a question?
I did. I can't remember what I asked him. I can't remember. There was a lot to cover there. Hold on. Let me pull up. I'm not pulling up the message board.
Yeah, pull up the article, what you wrote there.
Well, I mean, right off the bat, Sean did ask, why did things not work out between Nebraska and Dylan Raiola?
Well, here's a couple of questions about Dylan here. Okay. Dana Holgerson.
I'm not going to speak on any of that. I really loved working with Dylan. He's a great kid and, you know, gave a lot to this place for 2 years. And just look at what's going on across the landscape of college football, how many quarterbacks have popped in the portal that were starting at their school. I mean, it's the new norm. And so, you know, I can't speak for him. And I just, you know, I enjoyed working with him and I wish him the best, you know. But at the end of the day, my job's not done here. I was hired. Coach Roll hired me to come in and get us as good as we can on offense, and I don't feel like we're at that point right now. So we got to continue to improve, whether that's replacing coaches, replacing players, actively recruiting, but then the overall developmental process of what we're doing out there, for the last week and a half, and what's going to be for the next week and a half is to take this opportunity to go play a damn good Utah team, you know, in a really good setting. You know, and use that to our advantage to continue our developing and evaluating what we got and what we need.
Okay, then now it all came to me. There's two parts of this that were particularly interesting. One is when he was asked to develop or to assess Dylan's development. That was one. And then the other one was when he was the real good stuff. I thought was not real good, but it was sort of illuminating when he was asked. If he might open up the offense a little bit against Utah. But go to the Dylan. Do you have that? The question was, could you please assess Dylan's development in his two seasons?
I mean, he's a great player, man. I think, you know, there's times where I thought we were really headed in the right direction. There's times where we weren't. You know, I mean, that falls on me, you know, not just from his perspective, from the whole offense's perspective. Just think we're close, man. You look at that USC game. You know, I believe if that wouldn't have happened, things were different, you know, and I think we win that game. And I think that gives us momentum, and who knows how the end of the season ends and who knows where we're at right now, you know, but all I do is think about where we're at right now and what we got to do to get better.
Yeah. I don't think I went audibly, but I was probably close when he said that. You know what the deal was, right? They're up 14-6.
Yeah, take us back, Sip. November 1st.
Yeah, November 1st. They're up 14-6 in the third quarter, and they're driving. They're in Trojan territory, and that's when Dylan Raiola suffered the fractured fibula. With the win, they're 7-2. Now, you don't know for sure what happens in the final three games if they win that game. I don't know. Do they beat Penn State because they have some momentum? I don't know. Do they beat Iowa because they have some momentum? But that's what he intimated or flat out said. So he's suggesting there's a very razor thin line here in these job discussions, in these discussions about a program. But you don't even know if they're going to win that game, right?
No, you don't know for sure. You don't know exactly what happens. Also, I've always said this is kind of like when you talk about a certain player call was like that should have got called and it didn't get called in the penalty world. Well, if the other team gets to pick out the ones the other missed calls. So
same thing.
Other teams, not like in the game, but about every team would have the same moment that is somewhat, not Purdue doesn't, but a USC and some teams would be like, you know what? If we just have this one play happen or this one thing happen, we probably would have won this game, which our whole season's different. So there's probably a lot of teams in the same boat.
Mm. Exactly. Now, as far as that other question, it was an interesting question, right? The question was, it's your last game now this year. Will you open up the offense a little bit? Do you have that by chance?
Don't see that one.
He obviously hears the noise.
I got it right here.
Okay.
Here.
I mean, I get criticized when I don't run it. I get criticized when I do run it. I get criticized when we throw it. I get criticized when we don't throw it. I mean, we're going to do what is it in the best interest of the football team to try to go put ourselves in position to win.
He hears the noise. Now, my main criticism of the offense has been it just looks like it did under Satterfield. I don't see like very obvious differences, which not doesn't necessarily fall on the on Holgorsen. It could also fall on the head coach. It's not he surely understands he's not above reproach because they rank. I mean, the last I checked, they're 81st. Maybe somebody said 79th yesterday in total offense, but it hasn't. You know, they've been good at times, but not. It's not. They haven't been good in the red zone
with an All-American running back,
at right? That. Yeah. So and then what I noticed on our message board, he takes a lot of heat. Now everybody's
Dana taking, does.
Yeah.
What's their beef?
When you have, like I said, I mean. There's no matter what in this profession, if you're 81st, you're going to take heat.
Yep.
Yeah. That's just what it is. I mean, there was a
totally.
I mean, going into the Iowa game, whatever it was, like Nebraska defensively, still to this day are like in their top 40, aren't they?
I'm sorry.
Defensively, aren't they still like in the top 40?
Nebraska? Yes. They're well in the top 40. Total defense. I think they're in the top 25. Five. Hello.
So. Yeah, and that staff got dismissed.
Right.
And they're in the top 25 defense. Yeah, defense. So in total offense, if you're 81st, you're gonna take shots. And that's just and everyone knows that from inside too. You never have like be on if I was someplace and we were on defense, we were 90th or whatever like that, going, why are people upset with us? Oh no, they're gonna be upset. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah, that's the way it goes now. So we'll see what it looks like on. Oh, he also, by the way, oh God, any sound on Lateef? The Lateef report wasn't great. Not
health
critical.
Talking?
Yeah, not critical of Lateef, but no, it's not. He's not practicing. He's doing individual drills.
Yeah,
coaches call it indie.
Yes,
he's doing indie, but he's not doing teamwork. Well,
this is on Lateef in terms of growth and traits for
success.
Is
there anything? Right out of the gate, he was asked, I think the first question, Jake, was, what's the quarterback situation during bull practice? It was good. He laid it out, and it was kind of like, oh, I thought Lateef was practicing. Full go. Team, making decisions, all of that. No, they're being very cautious with it.
Might be this one here.
Try it.
Well, New York wasn't exactly easy to navigate.
No?
Go ahead.
Not that
one. That was him talking.
Let's talk about the pinstripe bowl.
I don't have it.
Pinstripe stuff.
That was talking about Vegas.
But here is his thoughts on Lateef in general.
Okay.
Just his calmness and his eagerness to take it over. Okay? So it just goes back to his mentality when we went to UCLA. I'll go back before that, his mindset when he got thrusted into that USC game, which was huge, and he didn't flinch, and so now, I just think there's going to be a confidence level to, go with his calmness and it's killing him that he's not practicing right now because he wants the reps. Okay. So he just loves the game and he's really fired up about this opportunity to go into this game knowing that, a lot's riding on him being the starting quarterback.
Yeah, this is it's a little disheartening because this could have been a big – I believe, Bill, and I know you've tempered this. I don't think with Lateef I'd temper it too much. This would have been a big period for him if he – every single day he's with the ones working, doing everything a quarterback does. I think it could have been a big period for him. So it's
and I was tempering that. You think that I didn't think it was a big time?
When did Bill temper that?
No, you didn't temper that, but you tempered the bowl practice thing, right? A little bit.
Well, there's what I was saying more to the bowl part is everybody's talking about that we have to have this, and there's teams opting out and not doing them.
Right.
It's not that big. That type of a deal.
And I think for certain players, it's not that big of a deal. If you're a senior that's played four years,
it's not huge. It's like all of a sudden, we're going to get a couple more. We're going to get another inside run drill day. That'll make the difference.
Right.
How many have you done? 400. This should be the difference today. I'm not playing very well, but today should be the day.
With a guy like Lateef.
Absolutely.
Freshman. Yeah.
Everything. Just 7-on-7. All the team. Whatever it is. Just being part of it. They huddle a lot. Being in the huddle.
100.
Hearing your voice. All those things about it all matters.
Yeah, and so it's I didn't know it either. I thought he was practicing.
I would have guessed that too. I didn't know that for sure, but I also didn't. No one ever said he was practicing. I just assumed that he was.
Yeah, they said Holgorsen is only one person. He said the worst thing in the world that could happen right now is to turn him loose in a full practice and he re-injures the hamstring.
Yeah. If he re-injures it, like, let's just say tomorrow.
Right.
He's probably out for the game.
Out.
And then I would imagine right now is the panic is, now what?
Right.
If he's out, what?
Oh, God.
Where are we at now?
Oh, you're in trouble. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. And like I said, there's
nothing against Gramstad, no, but there's a reason he's three.
He's the third.
Right.
And also.
And Davila. Also. Yeah.
Davila's getting those practice
reps. And you can always say, like, well, you know, bowl game, you know, important that two things add up again. What is it? The game's on TV, yep, and they're keeping score. When those two things add up, it matters because people are watching it.
Yeah.
And then it can be like, well, you know, you heard it happen before in the past. That's just not really our team this year. Yeah. Well, have we not talked about Florida State getting beat by Georgia?
Yeah. We brought up 63-3 so many times.
You can't play that card of, well, they had their third string quarterback.
Yeah. No,
they didn't have Emmett. Okay.
Did they play, though? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they play.
They get, you know, Utah's got plenty of players not playing also.
Exactly. Yeah,
so you don't get the, well, they're all. Now, when you're playing Washington, a little different. Looks like every one of their guys played all the way across the board against Boise.
Now, he also talked about what sort of traits Nebraska is seeking from quarterbacks in the portal.
Mm-hmm. You preface that a little bit. I'm trying to find it.
It's very possible, I'll just keep talking, that Nebraska's starting quarterback could come from the transfer portal. And what he said.
Here we go.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation. It's an interesting question based on the conversations I've been having for 2 days now. You know, and we haven't made those decisions. And I can argue, you know, it'd be good to bring young kids in. I could argue it'd be good to bring an older kid in. I just think you need to look at it because that position is, you know, competition is very important in that position. What typically happens when if you bring too much competition in, when the thing gets resolved, they leave. That's happened in that room when they had to sit. You know, you lose the battle, you leave, and you go transfer, and you got to sit a year. You know, and so yeah. But but because of that rule, I think it's you'll be able to get guys to come in for a competition perspective when they know they can leave if they don't win the job. There's that aspect of it too. So I just think you evaluate them, you try to find the best fit. Like I said, January 2nd is going to be crazy. You know, when we can't talk to kids now, we can't bring kids in, we can't. You know, you can probably gauge some interest, so to speak. But I don't know if we're going to have that answer until we can be able to sit face to face and be able to bring guys in to see what the absolute best fit is. Best players need to come in. I mean, we need to continue to get better players in here, and you know, it obviously starts at that position.
Yeah, that's what he said. The first go around. He answered it earlier, too. He said, you get the best player you can. Then he said, we can mold our coaching around what that best player is and what those skill sets are. So he said, is it a pocket guy? Is it a dual threat guy? Or is it more of a runner? He goes, we'll just have to, whatever it is, we mold our coaching around it. I would think dual threat is what you'd want.
Do you think he was listening to the show yesterday? Because we said that exact thing on the show. I think he's listening to the stool.
Good morning, Dana.
Good morning. Because we said this, like, don't worry about any feelings. Don't care. Just get the best players available at every spot. Oh, well, we actually already have someone that's pretty good at that spot. Get someone better.
Yep.
Go get bring
Hundo.
Just keep bringing in the talent. Do the best thing you can and go.
So, but and he did note, hey, by the way, he noted that mobility is important. And he said that Latif's ability in that regard is refreshing and helpful.
You know what it does to you as a coach? It makes you a hero. You know how many times offensive coordinators are sitting there going like, whoa, how many times has Josh Allen gotten Joe Brady out of a pickle?
A lot.
So he's not calling all these magic plays. It's like he calls some good plays, and then all of a sudden this other guy that's getting, we're paying whatever, $25, $30 million a year, goes and makes a bunch of plays I always use the term when the coaching's over.
Yep.
And those are the plays that are a nightmare, and they save coaches. They make coaches millions of dollars because of what they're able to do when the coaching's over.
Jamal Lord. God. He was beautiful when the play broke down. I would sit in the press box and hope the play broke down. Hope this play doesn't work. Because then he's going to take
off. Because
then it comes. Then it becomes. You remember Jamal? Do you remember him?
Not real well. I was someplace else.
You'd have loved him.
But I knew who he was. I remember him.
Loved him because
big,
he's
big quarter.
He could run. 225.
Yeah.
Lean. Strong, could run, never once missed a practice in his career at Nebraska. No practices missed. QB.
Yep. You loved Jamal Lord.
Man, he was good.
Well, think about it.
But that does the other thing that came out in that, if you're reading between the lines of, is that they're definitely looking at quarterback. They're going to take a quarterback.
100.
So,
100.
So the conversation has to be with Latif. FYI, we want you here. But just so you know, we are looking.
That's interesting, isn't it?
And so
I think they have to. They have no choice, yeah. Right? I mean, if Latif's your number one still, do you trust? Grandstand's gone, right?
I tried to have this conversation with people, and they look at me cross-eyed. They have to get somebody. But here's the thing. There was a time I was thinking, oh, they're just going to go get a stopgap. They're going to – Latif's the guy, and they're going to tell Latif, we're just going to bring in a guy who's probably not a starter, but he's going to fill that void behind you. No, I don't think that's what's happening. I think now it's, no, we're going to get a starter.
If you're Latif in Sorsby comes in, who started, what, like 30 games? So he comes in from – if he comes in, he's going to be like, you know, he's coming in to start.
That's what they're looking for.
And so if they're looking at that right away for a Latif is like – didn't used to be in the day, but that's how it is now. What do you mean? That's just compete. I agree. I'm just telling you that's not how it is really.
Well, I know it's not. What do you do if you're Latif then?
Well, if it could be the same situation like that. Could be a great spot if you just handle it with just a deep, calm breath of being like, if you have someone come in that has one more year, it's like, sounds good. I'll redshirt. I was going to redshirt this year. I didn't redshirt this year. I can be this spot, and I can be a chance to be a 3-year starter and make at a place in the Big Ten that pays a lot of money to the quarterback position. So if I'm like the adult in the room, I'm like going, something happens, stay calm. Stay calm.
God, the problem with that is Trey Taylor.
Yeah.
They have the big horse.
But hold it. If you're worried, if you're Latif, and you're worried about Trey Taylor, then you're not the right
That's
guy.
Absolutely.
Then you're not the right guy. I'd be going like, yeah. I don't care who's coming in behind
me. Well, you got to have that mentality, right?
Yeah. If you don't have that mentality of like, hold it now, another guy coming in. There's always another guy coming in.
Absolutely.
You hope so. Yeah.
Every time there's somebody else coming in.
It's different though, right? Because a lot of guys shift out. They just shift out of the shift out of the building if there's another guy coming in.
Before we get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln,
downtown.
Where should the Breakers go this morning, Bill?
Simple. Early bird.
It is open now at 19th and K, as always, with free and spacious parking. Breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world-famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today until 2 p.m. every day 2 p.m. of the week. At Early Bird at 19th and K. When we come back, speaking of Brendan Sorsby, he is in the portal. Who is after him? Is this breast of any chance at all? We'll discuss that next in Early Break in the Ticket.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.